Okay, so I want to go into this meditation now, and I'm calling the meditation the Keeper of the Purpose meditation. So I just want you to close your eyes and take some deep breaths just to really settle in. And just feel your feet grounded on the floor. Many of us hold our breath, so just make sure that the breath is flowing in and out, and as you do so, the breath is like a white light. It's a peaceful and calming light, but it's also quite exhilarating, this light. It's the light that the entire universe is made of. And as you breathe in, it goes through your organs, and it reaches your toes and your fingers through your veins. And it just spreads throughout your entire body so that you feel incredibly relaxed and at peace and full of joy. Let all frustration, anxiety, and angst go. These are perfectly acceptable feelings to have when you don't understand your purpose, when you don't have clarity about your direction. It's totally normal to experience anxiety, frustration, even hopelessness. But for this exercise, we're going to nod at those feelings and then let them go. During this exercise, the feeling we want to reach is a playful curiosity. A playful curiosity. What should I be doing? What is my purpose now? Where should I be going? I just want you to breathe into yourself. And attempt to achieve a playful curiosity about your soul's purpose. You came in to this manifestation of you, this manifestation of your soul has manifested as you, as your personality, as yourself during this time, during this dimension, in this body, in this place, surrounded by these people for a reason. For a purpose. Your soul came here to do something. But sometimes you get confused. There's so much noise. There's so many rules. Everyone else wants something of you. You have responsibilities. Things are demanded of you. So many important things to do that keep you from your soul's purpose, that drown out your soul's voice, which is trying to tell you what your purpose is. So right now, we're going to silence all of those outside voices. You came here with a purpose, and right now, your job is to listen and invite the keeper of your purpose to speak. All the other voices, responsibilities, tasks, and goals must remain silent. They are not the reason you are here. But the keeper of your purpose knows the reason that you're here. I want you to visualize yourself in utero, in your mother's womb, at the moment of consciousness, whatever the moment of consciousness was for you inside the womb, where you had some clarity about this big transformation, this giant transition, the transition of all transitions, where you go from being a soul to taking physical shape, physical form inside of a human body. And there's this gestational period, this waiting time, this meantime, where you had to grow into your full human form in the womb. And it didn't happen overnight. It took 9 months, 38, 40 weeks. It happened. And every day, more and more parts would grow. More and more of you would manifest slowly. But at the same time, very quickly. And you're safe in this womb. It's nice and warm and tight and cozy. And there was this moment where you were a conscious being who understood everything. It was a transitional moment between soul and human, where you understood why. Why are you doing this? Why are you transitioning into, transforming into, manifesting into a human? What is the purpose that you are here to fulfill? I want you to stay in that moment, and I want you to see this embryo and feel this embryo, be this embryo, this moment of consciousness, where your soul goes from ether to earth. Ether to earth in this tightly packed womb, where you're going to remain in a transitional state while you allow the physical manifestation to occur. You understand your purpose when you're in there. You understand the tasks, the goals, the accomplishments, the karma, the dharma, whatever it is your soul came here to do. There's a moment of consciousness where you understand what you're meant to do, and you have total agreement within yourself that it's what you want to do, that it's what you can do, that it's what you intend to do, that it's what you're going to do. So see this fetus, feel this fetus, ask this fetus, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? I want you to thank the keeper of the purpose. And whatever you heard from the keeper of the purpose, I want you to just absorb that. Pull it into your heart. Pull it into your heart so you don't forget. I want you to ask the keeper of purpose, keeper of your purpose, for 3 signs that will give you clarity about what the keeper of your purpose said. 3 signs that will give you clarity. They could be dreams. You could read something, hear something on television, have a conversation. Tell the keeper of the purpose that you're going to pay attention and be open so that you do not mistake the 3 signs for clarity that will be offered to you in the coming days and weeks. Now we're going to come back to the physical realm. We've been doing excellent work in the spiritual realm. We're going to come back to the physical realm. Ask the keeper of the purpose, your fetal self, the soul at the moment of physical manifestation and consciousness, is there anything else you need to tell me? Now thank your keeper. And put your feet on the ground and imagine some roots there. You're coming back to a physical Manifestation, physical form. You're an adult. You have a life. You're yearning for a purpose, and you have more information now than you had before. You can always go back to the keeper of the purpose to ask more questions, to get more clarity, to get more confirmation about the purpose that you're here to do. The keeper of the purpose is also in transition. So whenever you feel frustrated or angsty about the state of transition that you're in, just imagine the fetus coming into consciousness as the soul goes from ether to the human form. It's a metaphor for what you're going through right now as you manifest your purpose, your business, your relationship, your cause, the thing that's going to make you want to wake up every morning with fire in your bones and passion in your heart. You come back to the physical realm, feel your hands, wiggle your fingers, ground your feet, make sure you're fully grounded. You don't want to stay in the spiritual realm. You want to ground, come back to the earth plane, take some bigger breaths and open your eyes. So please know that you can come back to this meditation at any time, that the keeper of the purpose will always be waiting for you. And that this is a very core part of yourself. It's a very core part of your soul. And that this part of you has all of the wisdom of the universe. It knows everything that your soul knows. And therefore, it has many, many, many of the answers that you're looking for. And that's in terms of any aspect of your life. Okay, so enjoy this meditation anytime you like. And I will talk to you soon.